recording is going to be about what happens during a full board meeting with minutes and the role and responsibility of the IRB analyst and what happens with those minutes. Andrea, could you talk about what happens with the minutes during the meeting and the whole process, please?
Sure. So during the meeting, my responsibility is to take note of the discussion between the board members as well as the primary and secondary reviewers of the new study, amendment, or continuing review, whatever the item may be. If there's any concerns that need to be brought to the attention of the investigator or any notes that need to be brought to the attention of the investigator, I'll go ahead and also record that. And in the meantime, I'm also making sure that if there are any questions that can be answered during the meeting, that I provide the reviewers the appropriate information. So once the meeting is over, I'll go ahead and I'll compile this information. We have a template where we can go ahead and put in a little description of the study, the discussion from the primary reviewer, the discussion of the secondary reviewer, if there's any discussion with the committee members. And once that's all done, if there are any contingencies, would we also put those in the minute? As well as it's part of the letter that we'll send out to the investigator. So the discussion portion of the minute is actually not released to the investigator. It's only posted for the IRB's review. But any contingencies that do come out of that or any determinations that do come out from that are sent to the study team for their review.
And then what happens after? So you put the minutes in iStar? Is that what happens?
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and we'll post the minutes in iStar. After everybody has posted their minute for a particular meeting, then all those minutes get sent to the chair of that board for final review.
And then what happens with that? So the chair receives it and they review the minutes. They're responsible for reviewing all of the minutes.
Yes, that's correct. So after they review it, then the committee will see it at the next board where we acknowledge the minutes.
Okay. And so when we have a board meeting and people have time to say, do you approve these minutes? And we get a primary and a secondary person who votes on those minutes. That's after you have all put the minutes in iStar and the IRB chair has reviewed the minutes.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, excellent. Is there anything else about the minutes that you would like us to know? I believe you said you follow a template as well. So all of you, when you are all putting the minutes together, you follow a specific template. And then who collates the minutes, actually?
So the minutes are collated in iStar. Ben will go ahead and make sure that any of the vote for the previous minutes, as well as any documents that are needed for notation, are in the minutes document, as well as the members that are attending that or that attended that specific meeting. Those are listed by Ben.
Okay, excellent. So you put your pieces of the puzzle in together. Ben double checks the entirety of the puzzle and who's voted, who's not voted. All of that then gets sent from Ben to the IRB chair, who then approves the minutes, and then that's presented at the beginning of the following meeting.
Yes, that's correct.
Excellent. Well, thank you both so much for your expertise. I'm really happy to hear all of this, and I know it will really be helpful to our members.
Yeah, thank you.